There you go. Barry Chapman in the house. Very interested in that ad for extra lashes, you see. Mm. you too can start the year looking your best.
100%, you know. Bring out the best in me.
Well, yeah. Look, you got to fake it till you make it, they say. Barry Chapman, our plumbing champion, is in because we have a regular chat lined up for a Tuesday morning. And, well, there's so many issues around the... I don't know whether it's an electrical problem that creates a water problem. No, possibly not. Maybe. Who knows? The problem is real, though, and that is pipes are popping. Pipes are bursting across the Dolphin Coast region, and Barry is concerned. What's the problem?
Yeah, so I from our side, I don't know whether it's... The irregular power supply that we've been having that's been affecting pumps that are feeding reservoirs or however it's going. But whatever's happening...
There's extra pressure in the system. Must be.
A fluctuation of pressure, I would imagine. So I've got no proof or hard evidence to say that. But we've, like within the last week and a half, we've certainly ramped up, I would say double... the amount of burst pipes that we generally do.
Well, that's pretty conclusive evidence that there is a problem in the system. And it can't just be circumstantial or coincidental. There is a reason. That's not important. What is, however, important is that you protect your property, your complex, whatever it is that you can do, because luckily, there are solutions. And Barry, you have them.
100%. So for your standard domestic household, you've got small gauge pressure regulating valves. Basically, what these pressure regulating valves allow is a certain amount of pressure and flow of water to discharge into your property. If the pressure exceeds what the valve is preset to allow into your property, it actually shuts down and closes off, doesn't allow any more water into your property. So it maintains a constant pressure or removes the possibility of spikes.
So it's exactly like that voltage regulator on your electricity supply.
Very similar, yeah, except this is nice and mechanical, so very few things can go wrong with them.
And is it an easy install?
Domestic household, very easy install. Complex is a little more involved because the product is a lot bigger. You need a couple more valves and strainers to safeguard any sediments that come through into the pressure valve, and then also a non-return valve. So depending on pipe sizing going into a complex, we've done a number of them in the area. You could be anything from 35,000 rand up to 80,000 rand depending on the pipe size going into the property. Okay. But making sure that you are safeguarding that installation. It's basically your water insurance, if you want to call it that. We had a complex that we monitored. Year one, they spent 80,000 rand on burst pipes. Year two, they spent 150,000 rand on burst pipes. Now, that's burst pipes and associated repairs, so tar and paving and all of those wonderful things. Year three was also around the 150K mark. Year four, we finally managed to convince the body corporate. There were a few people on the body corporate that didn't want to approve it. A total cost of 68,000 rand to install a complete pressure valve, strainers, valves, everything to be able to service it above ground. Beautiful installation. The following year was... 1,200 rands worth of burst pipes in a 12-month cycle.
Wow. So it is definitely an investment in protecting your supply because the cost, as you've identified, not just of repair, but also the cost of water loss as well, which 100%. You're responsible for, and that's becoming a very expensive commodity. Makes a lot of sense. For a domestic home, what kind of price are we looking at for that sort of system?
So depending on the supply pipe going into a domestic home, majority of our homes in the area have a 22 mil supply feeding into it. with a pressure valve installed on an inlet coming into a property, we'd probably put one of those fines filters at the same time.
So you'd say with the problem that we had earlier with a repair that was done and well done, but of course it lets in a certain amount of sediment, which goes then into your sensitive washing machine and whatever, that shouldn't be getting grit into the valves or the solenoids. And in the case that we had, it cost a fortune to replace those solenoids in a very expensive washing machine.
Yeah.
No one's fault, really, just a maintenance issue. But this solution that you're talking about would have prevented that.
Yeah, so the fines filter goes in, that's around the 500 rand mark, and then you've got a pressure valve. Depending on what pressure valve you're installing, you're probably looking at around 1,000 rand for the pressure valve, and then depending on the installation, how much the guys are spending on site. But I would look around the 2,500 rand mark to install a pressure valve with the fines filter on your property. You're now safeguarding your property, giving yourself the reassurance that, yes, I've got a sediment filter in my property and I'm not going to have any pressure spikes.
Well, it makes so much sense. It's a wonder that it's not mandatory, but, you know, this is what the world we live in. You've got the option. Spend a little and save a lot, or don't. It's 100%. Entirely up to you, but you heard it on 88FM. And if you want to find out more, get hold of Barry and his team, Chapman Plumbing. You know that they are the biggest and the best in the area, which is why we stay very close to them, because water is life, and we want to be responsible to maintain that flow.
Really do need to look after that precious commodity. It's getting more and more scarce.
And if you've just joined us and you're wondering what we've been talking about, it'll go up as a podcast shortly, and you'll be able to hear again why you should be looking seriously at installing a water pressure system that's going to protect your property from not only burst pipes and the associated cost, which is huge and happening more and more regularly, but also protecting your property from those fines, as they're called, little bits of sediment and grain that creeps into the system when repairs have been done further upstream, and those can play havoc on your domestic appliances. Barry Chapman, my special guest on a Tuesday. We'll catch up again in a week's time.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
And the morning show.